Second World Cup final appearance looked dim. I'm Bertram Niles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report.
I truly regret the decision of the United States to leave the conference. Nevertheless, I believe that the journey we have begun must continue until the end of the conference.
UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Mary Robinson expressing her disappointment at the withdrawal of the United States and Israel from the Global Conference on Racism in Durban, South Africa. The conference was thrown into disarray after the American and Israeli delegations announced their withdrawal, complaining that it had been taken over by Islamic extremists. From the conference venue in Durban, the BBC's Barnaby Phillips reports.
There were fears and doubts about this conference before it even began. Now they've been fully justified. The Americans and Israelis have walked out in anger, accusing Arab countries of hijacking the agenda with what they see as hateful anti-Semitism. The South African hosts are dismayed. The Palestinians say it's not their fault. The UN's High Commissioner for Human Rights, Mary Robinson, says she regrets the American decision. She says that victims of racism around the world demand that the conference goes on. But it is now in tatters. Leaving aside the poisonous argument on the Middle East, it's also deeply divided on the issue of reparations for slavery. Mrs. Robinson says delegates must persist in their endeavours. But despite her brave words, the real